Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's talk breakup breakdown here and love bombing, because if Abby didn't get the classic lesson in love bombing over the course of the last couple of months, I don't know what else you'd call it.
Yeah, speaking of horror films, let's talk about my love life. I had such a whirlwind this weekend where I feel like I lived out an episode of my podcast within 48 to 72 hours. If you missed this all this week, I was in London. Doing something stupid. Following.
No, you didn't.
It was
didn't.
Not stupid.
It was really stupid.
No, it wasn't. This is me putting a PSA to all the young girls who are listening. Do not buy a plane ticket for a man. They will all let you down.
This is not what Hollywood has taught us for years and years and years. And you took a shot. It wasn't stupid. You took a shot. Big shot.
I took a shot. It hit the wall and then it hit me right in the face.
You took a gamble. You put it all on red, and unfortunately, it landed on black.
Yes. So anyway,
always bet on black.
Yeah. So I'll give
most like a brother would have done that to you.
So I'll give you the 20-second rundown. Went on a vacation to London, met a guy. It was amazing. Flew back to go see him, but also wanted to get some work done while I was there because, you know, men can't be the center of your life. So before I met this guy, I decided to do some recordings for my podcast and got to connect with some experts and had some really interesting conversations that will eventually come out on the Breakup Breakdown, which is my podcast on Burt's Network Pioneer. And I talked to this woman named Kate Mansfield, who had a conversation with me about love bombing. And it's so funny because I had an episode yesterday come out about love bombing. And it's kind of the extreme example that you think about when it comes to love bombing. I had an episode come out yesterday about this woman who met this guy and they just instantly had incredible chemistry. Everything is just going so well. He's obsessed with her. She's obsessed with him. And about a month into the relationship, he takes her ring shopping. And she's like, this feels a little weird, but like maybe he's just excited. And then a month and a half into the relationship, she gets pregnant. And so he's like, huh, little did you know, while we were ring shopping, I decided to actually purchase the ring. So good thing you're knocked up because now we're getting engaged. So they get engaged. Something happens in the relationship like a month later where he decides he doesn't want to be engaged anymore. And we had a conversation about love bombing and what that felt like for her. And I remember kind of being a little bit judgmental is not the right word, but I remember thinking, oh, if that ever happened, that would never happen to me. A guy takes me ring shopping. Like I would be running for the hills, even if your gut tells you no. But then I experienced what I think is maybe a more watered down version of love bombing this weekend. And I fell victim to it. And I think it's just kind of the perfect example is that nobody is immune to getting manipulated by somebody. You can listen to somebody's story and whether it was mine or somebody else that you've heard on the podcast and see it from 6,000 feet and go, I would never do that. I saw the red flags. I can't, Abby, stupid. You're saying you would do that and buy a plane. I knew what was going to happen all along. And you have that because you have hindsight and you're not in it and you are not living that person's experience. So for me, when I flew out to London, you know, I was all up in arms and excited about it because this guy gave me a forehead kiss at a bar and I was obsessed. I was like, this guy takes me to bars and he makes me feel protected. And he's saying he wants to buy plane tickets to come see me in Atlanta. Like this guy clearly has strong feelings for me. And then long story short, ends up being an absolute D-bag. And it's so funny that I'd had that conversation literally hours prior to meeting this guy for this date that I was talking to this expert who gave me a definition of love bombing that I had never heard before. Because for me, when I have talked about love bombing before on my podcast, which I've done for 3 years, so we've talked about it a lot, is that I've always put it in the category of manipulation. Like this is something that somebody is doing to manipulate you, which is still true. But I think the way that she put it into layman's terms for me, like she explained it to me like I was five, I was like, this makes way more sense. And it gave me the clarity to realize after all this had happened that I had been love bombed. And she basically said, you will know you're being love bombed with how they respond to your boundaries. So for example, just because a guy gets excited about you and a guy gets excited that and sends you flowers and makes these fancy dinner reservations and says he wants to book a trip for you doesn't mean he's love bombing you. He really could just be excited. But when you say this feels a little fast, something doesn't feel right in my gut, because trust me, like women especially, your body will tell you when something is not right. And you say, hey, let's slow it down a little bit. And they don't respond well to it when they see that boundary as a threat and not as a way to build a relationship with you. You've been love bombed.
Thank you for that.
And using your situation as the example of that lesson, when did that occur for you?
That's a good question. For me, I think it came down to how he responded on the second date. The first date, you know, was great. He was very affectionate and, you know, we had a great time. And then the second date comes around and it's kind of the same old, we're popping to bars. He's saying, I want to take you to this bar because that's where we met. And, oh, I know you love to dance. Let's go downstairs. And those are all things that I don't think make him a love bomber necessarily. But then we go back to my hotel room and he walks me back and he's expecting something that I'm not willing to give. And I say, no. And looking back on all those gibberish text messages, I'm kind of realizing, he was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a guy that is not love bombing you and a guy who wants to build something with you and is genuinely excited about who you are as a person is not going to throw a hissy fit because he didn't get what he wanted.
That's a fact.
They're going to respect your boundaries right. For sure. I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because after, you know, hearing your story and trying to figure out, like, it, as a woman, when you're in it, because it's so easy after the fact, it's so easy to have hindsight and be like, God, I was love bombed. But what I want to get out of this is, like, when you're in a relationship and somebody is doing something nice for you that you don't automatically think it's like for nefarious reasons. Like, I feel like now, you know, I feel like a guy's screwed no matter what he does. You do something, you don't do anything, you're a loser. You do a bunch of stuff, you're love bombing. It's like you can't win. So it's like, how do you know when something is genuine, and how do you know when somebody's doing something for, like, authentic, altruistic reasons? And now we know it's the reaction to the boundaries.
Yeah. Well, love is selfless. And so if somebody is doing something to you or doing something for you with selfish intentions, that's probably not true, genuine feelings for you. It's him trying to get something out of you. And, you know, I think had it been in Atlanta, I probably would have been more apt to just kind of brush him to the side. But I think, you know, women can kind of get caught up in the story of it all. And I think it speaks to kind of, I don't mean to say slim pickings out there, but I got excited about a guy who held my hand. You know what I mean? Like, that's how brutal it is out there, that I was so excited that a man treated me with the bare minimum kindness that I was willing to fly across the freaking ocean. I mean, let that sink in. Like, that's how brutal it is for people who are dating out here. So again, if you are in a happy, healthy relationship, hug your loved ones today, because it is cold out here in these streets.
The name of the podcast again is Breakup Breakdown.
Breakup Breakdown. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Again, the episode this week is about love bombing. Real crazy story this week about a woman whose engagement ended like 3 months in after the relationship started 3 months prior. And then tomorrow the episode will drop about love bombing with Kate Mansfield. Really cool conversation I had in London.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.